100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so it's time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. Although I'm not too sure I should be calling it the weekly challenge anymore. It's kind of a invitational, a showcase. What do you think it is? If you were to rebrand it, let's say that someone were to come up and say,
"Hello, I'm from Corporate Writing Corporation, and I own the copyright to the name and the trademark." Not the trademark, copyright. I know the difference between copyright and trademark. After all, I am a corporation, and I own the name Weekly Challenge, so you should come up with something new, or I will own your pants.
Not just the pants I'm wearing, but all the pants.
I will own your pants.
So, what would you call it? Not that that's happening. I mean, nobody in their right mind would want the name Weekly Challenge, but I'm wondering if that's representative of what this is. What is this thing? The brave, the hardy, the few of you that are still a part of this. So, I'm asking you. Anyway, whatever it is, the topic is slurp. Let's go ahead and listen to what you've sent into this thing that we're doing right now.
Hello, everyone. Hope you had a good week. And here's my story. Slurp. Hey, that's not the way I brought you up. Slurp. I won't say it again. Slurp. I warn you. Slurp, slurp. Stop it. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Okay, that's enough. I've had it. A thunder of stomping feet approached the kitchen while the kids scattered in all directions. Johnny stayed behind, sitting at the table, daring his mother. Who was it? Come on, who was it? No slurping now, spit it out. Who was slurping? When the mother finally gave up, Johnny looked at his cup. It was almost empty. The other's cups were almost full. He sneered. Slurp. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 682 with a prompt of slurp. Here's my story. Bilbert and Linoleum Amanda followed Wanda through the crowds of students meandering along the hallways in no real hurry to get to their next classes.
"Wait," Linoleum Amanda said. "You expect us to believe you know something special about secret government agencies? You can't be much older than either of us, 14 at most."
Wanda stopped and casually took a slurp of lukewarm water from the drinking fountain before looking around them and whispering,
"I'm really 24 years old and just finished my training with the FBI at Quantico."
Bilbert's mouth dropped open. Linoleum Amanda rolled her eyes and said,
"Oh yeah, right."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
In many Asian cultures, it's considered good form to slurp your noodles. Whilst elsewhere, a satisfied belch at the conclusion of the meal is seen as a compliment to the chef. In this part of the world, however, we are a little more genteel, preferring a more delicate approach to meals. Here, napkins, finger bowls, and correctly ordered cutlery are the order of the day. And untoward displays of satisfaction are frowned upon. We prefer the enjoyment of food to be a respectful, elegant affair, as is befitting of its source. After all, grandmother had class. And she tasted delicious.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of slurp. It's delivered in the style of Shakespeare. If Shakespeare had been me and was around today, contributing to this podcast, it's called Captain Slurp. The big name brands had their colonels and their clowns, but being a small, independently owned burger bar meant that our advertising budget was rather constrained. That's how we ended up with Captain Slurp, a rather shoddy, modified and repainted second-hand Captain America figurine, with the addition of a 12-inch pink lolling tongue and a shield formed from a giant burger bun, to avoid copyright infringement suits. Frankly, he was terrifying. He did the job brilliantly, mainly because furious customers came in complaining he'd scared their kids, and they'd always buy burgers while they were here. All done. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
"Don't slurp your soup, Jimmy," Mother said. So Jimmy slurped Tommy's soup. "Don't slurp any soup," Mother shouted. Jimmy would go off into the woods, build a campfire and cook soup. Then he'd pour it into a bowl, get out a spoon and slurp it. Once he forgot to bring his spoon, and he slurped it straight from the bowl. A tentacle poked out of the bowl and grabbed Jimmy by the throat. "How dare you blaspheme against Slurper Soup, God of Bouillon!" boomed through the woods. Jimmy was dragged into the bowl and never seen again. Tommy got Jimmy's bike.
I just wanted to do that. Be silly. And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of slurp. Thank you for being a part of this. I don't know whether I should call it a weekly challenge or it's weekly. I know that. The weekly thing. The weekly shindig. What do the fox say? No, what does the thesaurus say? Let's take a look at the thesaurus. Thesaurus, and then go to thesaurus.com, and then I'm just going to look up showcase. Effort, examination, experiment. We want to call it an experiment? Probation, scroll. Okay, some of these are dumb. Audition, we're not really the experience. The weekly experience. Hey, man, it's the weekly experience. Maybe I should change it to the weekly experience, because all of you are pretty experienced at this.
Although, would that mean, I've been thinking about doing this for about 10 years, but now that it's supposed to be just for experienced people, I don't think I want to be a part of it.
And then some people have gotten too much of the experience. They've walked away. I don't know. Whatever the thing is going to be called next week, the next topic is zone. Is that right? I can't remember. Let me go and look at the website here. Yep, the next topic is zone. So get your stories in, imagine, dream, record, throw things at the wall, see if they stick or spell things. If you throw, you have a better chance when you throw either refrigerator magnets that are alphabet magnets for kids, although you're going to need a lot of them. Otherwise, you can just type out the quick lazy brown fox. The quick lazy brown fox. If it's quick, why is it lazy? Maybe because it rushes through things because it wants to sleep for a while. If you want to throw... Oh, alphabet soup. If you throw alphabet soup against the wall, although if you're writing in Arabic or something like that, you can throw noodle soup and it'll squiggle properly. But anyway, get your stories in and we'll have another one of these next week. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of whatever the hell this is. And, as always, keep it brief.